close your eyes and let your body settle. Take a breath in and a long, slow breath out. If you're listening to this, chances are you know the particular kind of waiting that lives in the trying to conceive journey. The 2-week wait, the days between cycles, the wait for appointments, for results, for answers that don't always come. This is not ordinary waiting. This is some of the most emotionally demanding waiting a person can do. This practice is not going to fix the uncertainty. Nothing can do that. What it can do is offer you a little bit of ground to stand on while you hold it. Begin by placing one hand on your heart and one on your belly. Feel your breath moving in and out, steady, even when nothing else feels steady. I want to invite you to acknowledge right now what this season is actually like, not the version you present to others. Not the version that says I'm fine, I'm staying positive. Just the real version. Maybe it's exhausting. Maybe it's lonely. Maybe hope and grief live right next to each other. And some days you can't tell which one you're feeling. Maybe you're angry or scared. Quietly devastated, and also somehow still getting up every morning and doing all the things. That is real. All of it is real, and all of it makes sense. Take a breath. Let's work with the waiting itself, because the waiting is the thing that's here, not the outcome, not the test result, just this day, this cycle, this moment. Imagine the waiting as a kind of weather, something that moves through and around you, but isn't you. You can be in a storm without being the storm. You can hold uncertainty without becoming it. Breathe in and out. With each breath, you are practicing being here in the uncertainty. Without having to resolve it. That sounds simple. It isn't. It's one of the hardest things humans do. Now, I want to acknowledge two things that are both true at the same time, and I want you to hold them together. First, you don't know what's going to happen. The outcome of this journey is not in your hands, and that is genuinely terrifying and genuinely unfair. Second, you are more than this season. Your worth, your joy, your capacity for love, none of it is determined by what happens next. Those things are already yours. Breathe in and hold both of those truths gently. Breathe out. You are allowed to have hope, and you are allowed to have grief. You don't have to choose one or perform the other. Both can be true in the same breath, in the same heart. Let your hands rest a little heavier, one over your heart, one over your belly. You've been through cycles and tests and conversations and quiet devastations that most people in your life don't fully understand. And you've kept going. You're still here, still trying, still showing up for yourself, even on the hardest days. Deserves to be acknowledged. Take a breath in and out. Let's sit in the quiet for a moment. Not the anxious quiet that fills with what-ifs, but a different kind of quiet. One that says, I am here. I don't know what comes next, and somehow I am still here. Breathe. When you're ready, take three slow breaths, and with each one, offer yourself something you need today. It might be compassion. It might be courage. It might be just a little rest from the pressure of hoping so hard. One breath for what you're carrying. Two for the strength you've already shown. Three for whatever comes next. Let your hands rest. Feel the ground beneath you. This day, this moment, this breath. You are not behind. You are not doing it wrong. You are in a hard season. And you are meeting it the best you can. That is everything. Open your eyes when you're ready, and be gentle with yourself today.